Shavua Tov, it's Rabbi Jim Egolf. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast for this week. This week we're going to take a little bit of a look at, well, our Torah portion again. And gosh, you know, it's amazing how you probably couldn't have a more appropriate Torah portion for some of the events that went on this past week. In addition, we'll try to take a look at what wisdom is, where we find it, and why maybe we just need to rethink where we really get wisdom from. Again, thank you for tuning in. Shalom. Shavua Tov. In the middle of the dungeon, we find Joseph this past week as he wonders about his future. It was 2 years earlier when he managed to interpret the dreams of both the cupbearer and the baker. Now as Pharaoh dreams and cannot shake the disturbing images or come to any sense of the message found in his visions, Joseph is brought to the king of Egypt. This is no small matter. The king of Egypt is the equivalent of our president today. He was the most powerful leader of the world, and thus his dreams and the realities he could create held huge sway. As Joseph tells the most powerful ruler of his day what his dreams mean, the leader must now search for a solution to the problem or embrace the one presented. Strange this week, in light of this Torah portion, that we come to yet another moment of a leader needing to find an interpretation of a situation. With the release of our country's estimate on Iran's capability of making nuclear weapons, we must wonder whether or not we are seeing somewhat of a repeat of our Torah portion. Even though the Pharaoh turns to his magi in some attempt to understand his dreams, he can find no peace until Joseph, and that's Joseph the Hebrew, Joseph the foreigner, comes and lends him a different vision and understanding. Funny, in a very non-funny way, that our leadership struggles to find different voices, sometimes even not wanting dissenting voices to guide our ideas about the world. Of course, finding a unique solution involves not just the deployment of a military or might answer, but the search for wisdom in the course of finding resolution. I find it of no coincidence that we also have one of the most famous stories shared from our Haftarah. In the court of King Solomon, two harlots come to Solomon with their dispute. According to the text, both women had recently given birth, and one of the two had rolled onto her infant son, tragically smothering him in the middle of the night. This mother awoke and stole the other woman's live child and placed her dead child in its place. Now, without DNA testing and genetics, Solomon is left to judge the case. Solomon calls for a sword and decrees that the live infant is to be cut in half each mother receiving half. It is at this point where the truth is revealed. The true mother cedes her claims to her son. Driven by her love and compassion, she realizes that having her son live is better than the alternative. The mother with the false claim stands up and decrees, "He, the child, shall be neither yours nor mine. Cut him in two." Thus the sword is the alternative to a real solution, but it also shows everyone in the court the identity of the real mother. With the multitude of political leaders who claim to read our Bible in the course of their leadership, perhaps it would behoove them to read this passage. Maybe our leaders could read something other than the story of the talents when learning what a Bible can teach them and us. For leadership and greatness are more than a question of economics. It is a question of how we confront all our adversaries and choose our sources of understanding. If the Pharaoh of Egypt had decided to continue to listen to his magi, his advisors, he and his country would have been destroyed by the famine Joseph predicted. This Pharaoh, however, had the sense to listen to the other opinions and gain understanding, even from a stranger to his land. We could only hope that our leaders would glean wisdom from all sources when facing the tough decisions that affect our country and our world. Any other response is simply irresponsible. Shavuot Tov and Shalom. Music you hear on this podcast is from magnatunes.com.